Right.
Okay. I want to summarize the handout in 10 minutes, and then we'll go through it. Is it a good deal, as you say in America?
That's a good deal.
Do you have a deal?
Yes.
I learned just about 3 weeks ago, deal done.
Done deal.
Done deal. You are awake. Thank you. You know, nothing better than making a mistake deliberately and people react, then it's time to speak.
I don't think that was deliberate.
It was deliberate.
That's his story and he's sticking to it.
Okay. I'll break a rib at home. If you come from another religion and you decide to become a Christian, and some of you were brought up in a Christian home, you become too familiar with Christ, and that the uniqueness of Jesus seems not to strike you deeply in your awareness as something specifically and originally at the heart of the gospel. Unless your conversion has taken place in an evangelistic rally where you are told to believe Christ is Lord and Savior, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you became part of a community and joined the community and enjoyed that, and you grew up. But if you live in a country like Egypt or Lebanon or Syria or any country where there is another religion dominant like Islam, or if you are in touch with even Messianic Jews, or you spend a year or two in Israel, you know, on one of your trips, digging the earth, hoping to see a horseshoe of King Solomon or something like that, you know, then you really start to see that Christ has a unique place in the teaching of Christianity that does not belong to any other religion. It cannot be shared with any other religion. That once I was in a cafe, here actually at Keystone, and sometimes I go to disturb people. It's my way of evangelism, by asking them disturbing questions. Sometimes they come and disturb me, especially when they see me reading something in a foreign language. What are you reading? Well, it is the Bible in Urdu. Oh, you speak Urdu. Well, I don't speak it except in a very funny Arabic accent, but sit down. What can I do for you? And then it goes on. The question that I must have heard in Egypt, if I say a million times, I'll not be mistaken. Why are you a Christian? I told you a story of a friend. Actually, he was in Cambridge. He was doing a PhD in physics, which means he must have a very high IQ. I used to preach once a month at the university chapel, and my name would appear outside, and he saw it, and on a Saturday morning he said to me, I used to go and see him actually, he said to me, you know, I used to teach Islam. You know the Quran? I said, yes. Why aren't you a Muslim? I said, tell me what is the best thing in Islam and I'll become a Muslim right now. And I'll tell you what's the best thing in Christianity and I'll ask you to think about it, you know. And he said, Islam is, God is one, monotheism. Yes, but that's in Judaism and also in Christianity. He said, good morality that come out of it, that's common to Judaism and Christianity too. There's nothing attracts your attention in Islam? I said, no. Will you ever become like Muhammad in the hereafter? No. Okay, I'll tell you why I'm a Christian. And I normally, you know, the Gideon pocket size New Testament, I normally carry that in Arabic. And I took the Bible in Arabic and I opened it on Revelation chapter 3. Are you going to read for me?
No, I was going to open it for you. You've got a reader
there. Oh, the reader is here. Yes. Much, much better than me. 10 times better. Come on, Pam, help the old man. We open the book of Revelation on chapter 3, verse 21, yes. You have it on your iPhone, I bet.
Revelation 3:21. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on the throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
You know, I'm telling you the truth. He went all mad. You sit on the throne of God. And his hand went for my neck. So I said to him, hey, this is England, this is not Egypt. Put your hand down. You sit on the throne of God. I said, not because I sit on the throne of God, but because Christ will give me this grace. As we were shouting in Arabic, people stopped by. One of my students, you know, came and said, George, are you all right? I said, yes, I am on the throne of God, and my friend is not happy about that. But you know, my dear friends, when I think of Christ as a Christian grow up in a non-Christian culture, non-Christian environment, you know, I did not drop this for you just to make you feel miserable. By reading almost, there must have been over 1,000 verses here in the